and welcome to Alzheimer Speaks Radio. I'm your host, Lori LeBay, and I'm so excited that you're joining us today. We are going to have a fascinating conversation, as usual, as we learn from people all around the world at all ages and stages of life. Stay tuned as we shift our dementia care from crisis to comfort.
Here we go. What you think about?
Well, hi, everyone, and welcome to Alzheimer Speaks. I'm thrilled that you can join us today. We are going to be talking about Engage Senior by Memory Co., which is a personalized content engagement platform. And we are lucky to have the founders with us, Carolyn and Allie Aslin. But before I introduce you to our guests, I always like to give a couple of shout outs, and one is to Mods Awards. If you are not aware of them, please check out modsawards.org. They are still taking applications to win up to $25,000 as an organization and $5,000 for individuals who are currently doing great work in the dementia arena. Applications will close on May 13th. They're simple to do, so don't worry that it's too complicated. You know, just speak from the heart and write up what you do. Also, Lorenzo's House is having their youth summit coming up June 14th and 15th. So visit lorenzoshouse.org for more information on that. And then I am so proud of the product called Twiddle. Twiddle is a sensory product that really can help calm people down, and they're absolutely wonderful. You know, when you're dealing with sundowning, they've got a variety of different products that you can use. And then they also have a clothing design called Adapt-A-Wrap that, you know, when people are struggling with movement, trying to get something over the head, the clothing is really almost designed to be a hug. And it can just help staff and family both reclaim a little bit of time and de-escalating, you know, the dressing process as a whole. And you can visit them by going to the number 4 and then Twiddles, plural, again, 4twiddles.com for more information. So let's go ahead and introduce you to our guests. Well, welcome, Caroline and Allie. I'm so excited to have this conversation with you today about your company and the product that you're delivering, because I just think it can be life-changing to so many people on so many levels. So thanks for your time today. I really appreciate it. I always like to start with having you introduce yourself. So Caroline, you want to go ahead and introduce yourself?
Sure. Well, thanks for having us on, Lori. Appreciate it. My name's Carolyn, and I'm the co-founder of Memory Co. My background is mostly in business and finance and working with seniors.
And my name is Dr. Ali. I am the co-founder of Memory Co. with Carolyn, and we're husband and wife. I have a background in neuroscience. I have a PhD in neuroscience and transitioned to business.
Wonderful. Well, this is going to be an interesting conversation. I always find it fascinating, you know, what people bring to the table. And I'm encouraged every single day by how many people are out there doing so many cool things. And, you know, one of the things we like to do on Alzheimer Speaks is elevate those things, because so many times people don't know how to find us. You know, they don't know these things exist. And it's just critical that we help connect people and that we embrace our colleagues and our competition in this area, because none of us can serve everybody. So, you know, we have to stop thinking that we can and kind of share the space and get down to actually serving the people that need this. I also like to ask each of my guests if they have been personally touched by dementia in their own family and circle of friends. And Carolyn, I'll let you go first.
Yes, I actually had a grandmother who had Alzheimer's. So she spent a fair amount of time in a nursing home, and that's kind of where I got my first, glimpse of what this disease is and how it, impacts families, and also just kind of the atmosphere and environment of nursing homes themselves. And that's kind of what fueled our passion to start MemoryCo.
Okay, great. And Ali, how about you? Were you touched personally in your own family or circle of friends?
Yeah, unfortunately I was. My grandmother actually passed from Alzheimer's, and she, most of her life she was super productive, super high energy. She was sharp as a tack, but this is the kind of disease that kind of changes sometimes who you are even. So this is actually one of the main motivation that we're actually doing this now is both our grandparents, unfortunately.
Yeah, we think about them as we're, building the games and thinking who we can help and stuff like that. So it's kind of the fuel for our fire.
Yeah, well, and it's interesting that you both had grandparents, that experienced this. Was it the same type of dementia, or were they different? Or I know sometimes people aren't diagnosed, but families kind of self-diagnose the symptoms and things.
Yeah, from my side, I'm not sure how advanced the diagnosis was back then. I think they identified as Alzheimer's, and that's about it. that's all we heard about it. Nowadays, there is a lot more classifications. There's a lot more treatment options available. But back then, it was she has Alzheimer's, and they say it's a form of dementia. And they left it there at the time.
Okay. Yeah, same here. It was about 20 years ago.
Yeah, my mom lived with it for 30, and she's been gone for about 10. And so, back then, people didn't even use the term dementia. They barely used Alzheimer's in terms of public knowledge. The doctors would kind of whisper it, but it wasn't something that was really talked about. And I always refer to it as dementia as a baby disease, because new categories are coming online and diagnoses change over time, and some people get mixed dementias, those multiple dementias, they get the trifecta, and all of a sudden they've got three, and people are like, how can that happen? And it's like, well, we're still learning. Prior to starting your company MemoryCo, Caroline, what kind of work did you do, and are you still doing it, or are you full-time now with MemoryCo?
I was actually a financial advisor for a number of years before MemoryCo in Los Angeles. I had my own practice, and I really liked doing it. It was great. But once we started MemoryCo, and I slowly started transitioning, from financial advising to working more full time on MemoryCo, it was just more fulfilling. It was more fun, honestly. And the impact that it could bring to people would be much more significant, I felt like. So it just seemed like a really worthwhile project to focus on.
Yeah. Well, and I would imagine, I've done some training with, financial planners. A lot of their population is dealing, with these memory issues, and they don't know where to go, or financial planners don't understand what they're dealing with in terms of things too. So, did you hear a lot of stories from families that you were working with in terms of dementia as well, or did you have more of a younger population?
I did work with a lot of seniors, but mostly, like 60s, 70s. So not quite to that level, but they did have, their own parents. I would hear stories about once in a while. And it's just the, setting something up and then forgetting completely about it, or really just the need to have like a whole family there making decisions, with them if they're going to be doing anything financially related, to make sure everybody knows what's going on, everybody's on the same page. So that was definitely a takeaway there. If any family members have financial things with their loved one who is suffering from dementia or Alzheimer's, they really need to be involved, and they really need to know where things are ahead of time.
Exactly. And that's not always easy for families to pull others in on those financials. It can get complicated very, very quickly. How about you, Allie? Yeah, you had mentioned about you know, neuroscience. Are you still working in that field, or are you working full time now with Memory Co, or a combination?
Yeah, I'm full time with Memory Co, and my background is basically working on memory impairments in the context of neurological disorders such as epilepsy. I did my postdoc at UCLA, where we worked on an implantable memory prosthetic device. This is about 10 years ago now. And we published our results, and we're really excited about everything. You know, the future looks bright. This technology is amazing. It's, you know, the bleeding edge. But, you know, it's been 10 years, and still we don't have a lot of people that have these implants. And that kind of made me realize, you know, a lot of the research, and I was, you know, all in the academic career path. I wanted to be a professor. I wanted to have my own research program. But I realized that, you know, a lot of the stuff that we did for research, it may or may not find the light of day. And if it does, there's going to be a significant delay, and there should be a process. You know, it's, science is a process. You collect more data, you learn more about, you know, things you're working on before you bring it out to the public. Mm-hmm. But that was somewhat frustrating to me, because I wanted to have somewhat of a more direct impact on people's lives. And that's why we started Memory Co, so we can help people that have memory impairments today. So the kind of work that we do today, there's a direct impact on people in the context of senior living, for example. Like, we're reaching people, tens of thousands of people every day that are using our website. So I found that personally a little more fulfilling, in the sense that I could see the fruits of my labor a little quicker, so I wanted to have a direct impact. So that's how I end up full time with Memory Co, basically.
Well, that's wonderful. You know, what I hear from families so often is there's this cure versus care, and everybody wants a cure, but they're like, "Hey, we're here now. We need help now." And you know, your product provides that, and so many families and professionals are screaming that we need support today to help people live well with this disease. And there's no reason that they can't, but we need to be connected to services, products, and tools. And, you know, and the nice thing, you know, like with a product with yours, and we'll get more into that here in just a minute, is, you know, there's no side effects, you know, from, you know, a medication or a pharma realm that people have to evaluate. There's no study that they have to go through or see if they qualify. They can just hop in and get help immediately. And that makes such a huge, huge difference in people's lives. And sometimes I think that's like almost undersold or smushed down, the relevance of that. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I agree with you. There's a lot that is in the pipeline in terms of helping people living with Alzheimer's disease, mm-hmm. But it's not easily accessible. The cutting edge of technology. So the example I gave was an implantable memory prosthetic device. That sounds great. You know, if only people with Alzheimer's could have this implant in their brains, that would help with their memories, and they would be able to function, be themselves again, be independent again. That's all great, but it's very inaccessible. You know, it's a big threshold you have to go through before that's even possible. Even if that's possible, still not possible today, still not available. Compared to like what we provide, which is essentially a website. You can go to memoryco.org and access the website, have access to all our games, have access to all our entertainment options to help your cognitive well-being. And it just pick up and go. It's easy. Mm-hmm. So that's the bridge we're trying to get. Yes, there are some maybe cutting-edge solutions that very select few have access to nowadays, whether it's medicine or some biotechnology. And there's us. We're readily available, and you can hop in and start using us and start seeing benefits, start improving your life.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-494-8310. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, Anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-494-8310. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-494-8310.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Exactly. Well, would you like to share your screen and kind of show us around your website?
Sure, yes. Yeah, sure. Let's do that.
Because I'm anxious for people to see, you know, what all you have and how it works.
Well, right now we are, we're mostly in assisted living and memory care communities. Mm-hmm. And it's great because our platform caters to residents of all cognitive ability. So communities that have, you know, multiple centers of care under one roof can kind of get a comprehensive, you know, solution for all their residents.
Wonderful. And is this your main page here when people pull up?
Yeah, so we have three main pages. This is our games page. So these are all of our interactive games. So we have things like Fortune Roulette, which is our version of Wheel of Fortune. It's all go at your own pace. There's no timers. There's no typing that's required anywhere. Everything is just simple click or simple touch. There are all kinds of things like travel trivia. So very entertainment-based, this portion. We have word games. We have various different kinds of picture bingos. These are great because you can associate the pictures as opposed to, you know, just calling out a regular number. And that actually helps to spur on conversation. It helps to, you know, get the residents more engaged. And it's a little bit more, you know, cognitive than just calling out a number and looking for the number, because now they have to, you know, match the description to an image. So it's a little more fun. It's a little more challenging. And it's, you know, senior focused. So that's kind of what we're trying to do here is fun, but also cognitive support, also entertaining, and all go at your own pace and easy. So we have the second page here, which is called My Games. And these are all games that you can actually personalize. So, for example, I'll show you this My Match game, which we can put card numbers on. A lot of times residents will be playing these as a group with their activities person leading. So here, the activities person can actually upload pictures of the residents or of staff. There's Sally. And once we get a pair, it stays open. So this game helps a lot with face name recognition, with spatial memory, and it's really fun. It engages residents because they love seeing, you know, their friends, themselves. It helps them get to know the names of, you know, staff, or you can even do family members. So for individuals, we have a setup where their family can also upload pictures, and now these games can be played with that particular individual's own memories or their own families.
Okay. And this game is one of the most studied games in the realm of spatial memory, so the memory ability, and especially in the context of Alzheimer's, when you have the names and the names written out with the pictures themselves, specifically people with Alzheimer's, retain this information better. So mm-hmm. when you play in this game, the names being there might not matter that much, but people with Alzheimer's, they're paying attention to these details differently. So they're able to remember the names better. They're able to associate the names with the pictures better.
It's very interesting. I can see staff even using that for new residents to remember who's who initially.
And then there's also other formats here. Like, for instance, there's a Jeopardy format. And our activity directors we work with love this because they love doing Jeopardy board trivia, but writing it all out by hand, you know, is very time consuming. So, you know, part of this whole, the goal here was to put all kinds of, you know, useful tools and resources in one place for the activities people because we know how hard they work and we just want to make their lives a little easier. So this is kind of an example of how you can set up a personalized Jeopardy game. And instead of having your typical categories like, you know, history or science, now you can have residents for 100. Something, you know, about the residents. So it helps them, you know, learn about each other. It's great for icebreakers.
Well, that's neat.
All kinds of other games that you can personalize. And then on our third page, we have all kinds of different curated activities. There's one called Today, which I'll talk about further in a bit. But we've also curated lots of, you know, senior-friendly documentaries, movies, music, comedy clips. So there's a lot here, you know, for seniors, whether they are in assisted living or whether they're maybe getting home care. It's really, we're trying to be a comprehensive entertainment, cognitive support, engagement platform.
Wow, there's a lot to pick from on here, from the craft shows and the holidays to printable things to exercise. What's Card Pals?
Card Pals is actually a great program where communities can find another community around the world to connect with. So these are all of the available that show all. Communities that have signed up to say, I would love to get a Card Pal, and you simply click the connect button and then it will move it up here to your connected Card Pals. And this is basically where you can make a card right here on MemoryCo, or you can just use their contact information and send a manual card. But it's a way for residents from different communities to be able to send cards to each other. And they can also find individual resident pen pals. So as opposed to sending cards on a community-to-community basis, they could also make a request to find a pen pal for a specific resident of theirs.
Okay. Is that something that would ever be expanded to, you know, video contact at all?
That's an interesting idea.
Yeah,
it can be implemented.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it could be interesting. I know you have to be careful with all this stuff too, but you know, if it's made simple, I think people are intrigued about meeting people, you know, around the world, and if it's another resident and stuff, that could be.
Yeah,
could
I like be, the idea. I think we'll definitely look into that. But you can also add birthday requests here, so you know, residents are turning, you know, a milestone birthday or any birthday really. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we'll have subscribers that will create a birthday card request, mm-hmm. and they'll say Norma is turning 100 on June 15th. And so all of our subscribers, once that request is made, get blasted with, hey, Norma is turning 100. Would your residents like to make her a card? So now it turns into a purpose-driven activity for the residents to make a card for someone else's birthday. And then hopefully Norma gets flooded with cards on her birthday.
Oh, neat. So this is, can you kind of show us the card system at all on how that works? Or
yeah sure. In terms of community, maybe? Yeah. Or,
so let's do make a card. Mm-hmm. And this pops up right here. It's super, super easy. And the first thing you can do is you can change the style. So we can have this one, or this one. Mm-hmm. I'll choose that one. Then you just type your message here. Mm-hmm. And it will expand with the more text you have. And then you can also choose a file. And now we can hit preview/save to see what it looks like if we're done. And now we'll preview it. So here's our card. This is just the gibberish I put in. Uh-huh. And here we upload it. So residents can put in pictures of themselves or their communities. And then from here, you can just click email this card, and it will be sent right off to the Card Pal, or you can print it. And if we hit the print button, and this will expand if there's more text, mm-hmm. and then they can send it as a regular letter.
Okay.
So, depending on what they want to do. But yeah, it's a really easy way for residents from around the world to be able to connect to each other.
Oh, that's neat. That's neat. like that.
Yeah, now, so far it's been successful.
Okay, and the virtual tour of the for the zoo, is that just seeing somebody walking kind of through a zoo?
Showing oh, no, them? You're picking all the good activities. I'm so glad you're joining me.
The most popular ones.
You're picking all my favorites. So virtual zoo, actually. So different zoos around the world have live stream cameras in front of some of their animals. Mm-hmm. So what we've done is we have curated those feeds all into one place, so that you can see all of those animals here.
Oh, cool.
Since if we clicked on sea otters, mm-hmm. we'll see if they're doing anything. Oh, they're swimming around. Mm-hmm. And this is all live. And then if we hit escape, the sea otters, you can still see them, but now we can click over here and see what the puppies are doing, and they're sleeping.
Okay.
So this is live. This is actually
all live. So you never know what you're going to find. Yeah. And uh-huh. really great feedback from residents on these because it's fun to just kind of sit and watch and see what happens sometimes. But then if you hit escape again, you can see that you can still keep an eye over here on the sea otters. The puppies are still sleeping. The pandas are usually doing something fun. Let's see. Yeah, they're usually
they're
wrestling or playing.
Or
oh, neat. Well, this is really creative. This is and really engaging, you know, at all levels. I mean, I can see this as being fun as an intergenerational activity and things as yeah. well. Now, for this, how does this work? You said you're primarily in communities. Do they have to go through an activities director, or is this something that's beamed into all their rooms and on their TVs, or...
Well, it can be beamed into all their rooms, but the activity director or the community themselves are essentially the ones that sign up for the program, mm-hmm. and then all of their residents have access. So
okay.
the residents have their own devices and they're capable of, you know, logging in on their device, then they can absolutely do that and play in their rooms or anywhere around the community. And mostly activity directors will connect to a TV and do a lot of this stuff as a group with residents as well. Sometimes they will leave a tablet at the front desk. So when loved ones come in, they can play a game or do an activity, you know, on a tablet instead of just, you know, chatting about the weather. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm curious on the reading one too, because I just did a show with adaptive publications. And there's some really cool stuff that is being done for basically older eyes, you know, dementia or otherwise, from larger print and, you know, bigger pictures and multiple use, from reading to reminiscing to one guy is still doing the print magazines, like the newspapers, and those are kind of going by the wayside in so many communities, where they can actually hold that to Mirador magazine that has a adaptive, beautiful, beautifully designed magazine for people with dementia and elder eyes that has, you know, some like word puzzles, but engaging articles and pictures. And there's another Nana's Books. I don't know if you're familiar with them. Mm-hmm. They're out there and they have larger prints, 8.5 by 11, simple text with a big picture, where people don't have to worry about flipping a page and getting lost in a story.
Yeah.
To reminisce, that has kind of channeled things down, where again, it's larger print, but stories are usually maybe 10 or 15 pages long. They are limited to like 3 characters, you know, so mm-hmm. people don't get lost yeah. in that. So what types of reading things do you have here mm-hmm. for people right now?
Well, because this program kind of caters to all different levels, mm-hmm. I'll show you a couple of things. So okay. under the actual reading tab, there mm-hmm. are full-length novels as well as short stories.
Okay.
All of these books, you can adjust the text size. So for instance, we just hit the text button, we can make it extra large.
Okay.
So they can read it easily that way. But for for more of the dementia, Alzheimer's, we actually have an activity that is my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a newsletter that's new every single day. And it has facts. So it has everything that happened today in history. And it has famous birthdays. It has, National Oatmeal Cookie Day. Mm-hmm. Today's also National Raisin Day. There's Joke of the Day, Quote of the Day, and a Riddle of the Day. Okay. And so what you can do is print these out, and it comes out in a nice little one-page, format. And our assisted living and memory care facilities have been handing these out. A lot of times they leave them on tables before breakfast or something like that. And they say that the residents absolutely love them because it's the reminiscing. It gets them talking to each other. They start remembering things. And of course, long-term memory is one of those things that helps trigger, short-term memory.
Yep.
So it's useful in various ways. They find it, entertaining and fun, and it also gets them talking and engaged. And a few of them have said, well, I'm 85 and I learn something new every day.
Oh, that's neat. I can see these even being in the elevator, because sometimes you get stuck in the elevator in some of these places for a while, where they could have a conversation or just read themselves and learn, while they're there. And I think it would be interesting from a family standpoint too, this information, so people who are visiting could have something to talk about as well, because sometimes people don't know what to say.
Yeah.
So I think there's so many different ways to utilize this, which is really neat.
And there's a different one for every day,
mm-hmm.
different pictures, different backgrounds. And the cool thing you can do too is you can actually edit it. So so if a community was called, I don't know, let's just say Sunrise, then you could do something like that. Or
Brighton Gardens.
Yeah, Brighton Gardens,
mm-hmm.
You can easily do that. And then some communities will even, they'll come down here,
mm-hmm.
and you can edit any of these fields. So
okay.
If you have a resident that's turning a birthday, you can add in that resident under famous birthdays and make them feel special.
Okay. Oh, that's neat. That's neat. The staff would probably appreciate that too.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh. That's a cool idea. I like that. That it's so diverse and it's in the ability to use that. That you've made that a printable and editable piece. That's very
neat. Yeah, we've gotten some great feedback on it so far.
It'd be interesting, even if there was a section for move-ins, for like a welcome for new people or something in there. But again, maybe there's some privacy issues.
It's up to them. They
maybe,
can put in whatever they like. They change the title. For mm-hmm. example, today is they can say move-ins, then list the people if mm-hmm. they want. So it's up to them. The advantage is they can edit it however they like. We just help them with the layout and we give them interesting content every day, but they mm-hmm. can make it their own.
Oh, very cool. Well, this is, I'm really impressed with all this, and it's so easy. The buttons are big. It really is very simple to use. Sometimes you have to go dive into so many pages deep, and you just, you go to Engage Senior and boom, you're there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We wanted to make it as simple as humanly possible. Just go to the website. You'll be logged in, and then everything is just kind of go at your own pace. A lot of things we tried to make very obvious in terms of what should you click next and things like that. And if we get any feedback from our users, we always try to implement things if it makes their lives easier.
Yeah, it's designed so that everything is within two clicks. You don't have to worry about, am I lost in the menu? What part of the menu am I now? How many clicks do I have to go back? Everything is within two clicks, and there's no typing. There's no zooming, swiping. It's all touch-based. So unless you're putting in personalized content, which usually the activity directors do, if you're mm-hmm. using the platform, if you're playing the games, all you need to learn how to do is touch a tablet. That's it. And mm-hmm. All the buttons are size in a way that makes that easy even.
It's also great though too for there's a lot of activity directors who are, you know, maybe in an older generation themselves and maybe have some reluctance to technology. You know, even though connecting a cord to a TV seems a lot simpler for younger generations, you know, having something that is this simple and this plug and play, it's kind of gotten some of those people over that hurdle, you know, because once you just show them, hey, you literally just connect it here and go to this website, and they see how easy it is, it kind of takes a lot of that technology reluctance away. Because some of the other, you know, platforms that exist out there are very heavy on training. You have to use their own their hardware, you know, you have to, I don't know, do things a certain way. But, you know, with ours, it's pretty self-directed. You can use whatever, you know, hardware, tablets, computers you already have. And yeah, it's pretty plug and play.
Okay. Well, if you are just tuning in today, we are talking with the founders of Memory Co., Caroline and Dr. Ali Oslin. And man, is this a cool product that they have developed here, Engage Senior. Simple to use, and I love the bright colors. The print is large. I'm not having a problem at all being able to maneuver and see what it is that you have to offer. You've really simplified it very, very nicely. People can go to, can contact them by email, Facebook, LinkedIn, or Instagram, and we'll have all of that in the show notes for you. We're going to take a second and just hear from QBlocks, and then we'll be right back. I also want to introduce you all to QBlocks. They have been absolutely excellent to deal with. They have been in business for 18 years and they serve the globe. I can't say enough good things about this company. I've had a lot of bad experiences, I don't know about you, with tech companies. They have made a very complicated process very easy. And their staff is so kind, so polite, so respectful to work with. And, you know, when I am frustrated and ready to pull my hair out, they just smile and tell me everything's going to be okay. And they really are just on top of the communication, which alleviates so much stress as an owner when you're dealing with tech issues. You can get a 10% discount. Visit them at QBlocks, that's C-U-E. blocks.com, or you can email them at letstalk@qblocks.com. For that 10% discount, just put Lori, L-O-R-I, in the inquiry form. And again, I don't think you'll be disappointed. I surely haven't been. I can't rave enough about this company. And that's kind of rare these days. I do have another question for you. So up right by where it says upload on the top, there looks like there's like a globe and a microscope, and I'm not sure what the swirly thing is and the pointer. What are those icons for?
Well, this is a part of our demo account that just gives us quick access if need be while we're doing a demo. But this is the icon that the residents would see. Mm-hmm. And it's just a simple game where they can blow up a balloon onto mm-hmm. the tops. And this is literally all they need to learn to be able to play all our games.
So it basically teaches some residents that have never used a tablet but that want to try. Mm-hmm. They struggle with getting the right pressure. So they might hit it too hard or hit it too long or not hit it hard enough. So the balloon is developed such that once it's hit with the right pressure in the right way, the balloon gets a little bigger and a little bigger. So they just practice hitting the balloon a few times until the balloon pops, and then they kind of get used to, okay, this is the pressure I need to use now to work on a tablet or to play games on a tablet. And we did that actually, we did a bunch of workshops when we were doing our research and development and everything, and it worked so well. We had one lady who was 95 and in a wheelchair, and she wouldn't give us our tablet back afterwards because she had never used one before. But now after she learned how to use it, she was like, this is awesome. I'm not letting this go.
Oh, that's cool. I've never heard of anyone doing that before, but it makes a lot of sense. Makes a lot of sense. What about the little swirly thing next to it?
Well, so I think we can actually, so those we can skip. We can look at the upload section.
That's yeah, the swirly thing and the microscope, those are just kind of like back end tools that are just in our demo account, but they don't see that in the normal accounts.
Gotcha. Okay.
But we do have an upload area here, and this is where you upload all the personalized content for the personalized games. So for instance, one of our Wheel of Fortune games called My Fortune, you can actually pick the word that you want the resident or your loved one to find. So you can type in the word and then they can play the puzzle knowing what that word is instead of having the system generate a random word for you.
Okay.
Same thing with WordPeck. So normally with our WordPeck game, it gives you an assortment of random letters, and then you have to try to make as many words as you can from those letters. With this one, you can choose the word. So if it's Cinco de Mayo, you can have Cinco de Mayo and say, how many different words can you make from Cinco de Mayo?
Okay.
So it's just a way to personalize things around whatever topics or themes or anything relevant to the seniors. That they might happen to be doing that week or that month or whatnot.
Okay.
Yeah, so this is a section. Basically, either the activity director would go in and upload this content, or if it's the family can go in and upload content for their loved one as well.
I love this.
Yeah, so this is basically behind the password. So if you're a resident or if you're, you know, your grandmother is trying to play the games and they will not have access to this page without the password. So the family can go in, they can update stuff, they can put images in, they can
and
put...
Uploading an image is so easy. It's basically like adding an attachment to an email. So these are all the images saved, and you can inactivate them if you don't want them to show up instead of deleting them, and then you can reactivate them. So so assisted living places, memory care places, they'll upload, you know, pictures. But then if you're playing with a certain subset of residents, you can just inactivate some of the other ones and then they won't show up in the games. So it's kind of a handy way to really customize games to the people that you're playing with and what their level is.
Okay. So this is going to sound kind of silly. Can you know, I noticed on the pictures, if you can kind of scroll back down again, you know, they say that they're generic. Could they have like... you know, residents or staff, if they wanted to group them together, could they categorize them differently, or is there really not a need to do something like that?
Well, right now, some of our other games allow for such categorization. For the image game, we went with an activation-reactivation system. Seems to be in a lot of times. The subsets are not super hard to switch between, but that's something that we're looking into currently.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I think we could easily implement that.
Implementing it.
Okay.
Yeah,
I was just curious, like if a family was going to do that, you know, for their individual person, you know, could that be labeled?
Oh, definitely.
For their game. Yep. Yeah. Oh, interesting. I love that. So, Carolyn, I want to ask you. I mean, I can see the differences in your product versus others that are out there. But our general population may or may not. Can you go over some of the differences that you see are a benefit in the senior living landscape?
Sure. Well, one of the biggest differences, I guess, is it's a comprehensive website, but it is not complicated.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of the other comprehensive programs, they have, you know, their own hardware that you have to buy. Then you need training on that hardware and training on their software program. And then all the residents have to get behind it. And it could be, you know, potentially a long drawn out process just to get it going. Not to mention the cost of some of those that can be, you know, hundreds or thousands a month. So I would say, you know, what we're doing differently is we're providing a comprehensive platform that is simple. It's plug and play. Right now in the senior living landscape, there's a lot of companies that are changing hands. Different equity groups are, you know, buying and selling different communities to, you know, different investors and such. And so there really needs to be a solution that can, you know, persist across changes like that. A solution that's so plug and play that maybe you don't have an activities director right now and you need some staff member to be able to step in and do something that doesn't require training and doesn't require any special hardware, All it requires is, you know, an internet connection and whatever device you already have. So anyone can really step in where it's needed, you know, if staff is out or if there's, you know, there's heavy staff turnover right now in the industry, especially in the activities department. So there's always new people coming in. And, you know, when you have a complicated, expensive platform, you know, that's a lot of time and money spent on training someone that maybe they'll be there in 6 months to a year, maybe they won't. But having something like this, it just kind of offers an immediate solution. There's no training required. It's really just, I mean, it's pretty self-explanatory. And anyone can use it, whether it's the residents themselves or, you know, maybe an activities director who is a little bit, technology shy. So I would say that. And then, also the affordability aspect, because a lot of similar platforms can be quite pricey. And we are trying to be affordable so that we can, you know, reach as many seniors as possible. So, I mean, where our competitors are anywhere from, you know, hundreds to thousands a month, our full access plan is $59 a month and it covers the entire community.
Wow.
It's extremely affordable. And then we even have a budget plan that's $29 a month.
Okay.
So we want to make it such that even places that have very, very low budgets are able to do something so that they can give their residents, you know, this program.
Well, that's fantastic. And I think, you know, some of those barriers have been the cost for so many, and budgets seem to be less than what they used to. Turnover is more. And, you know, I'm just thinking to myself, even with this, you could have somebody who isn't computer literate and almost beam in and control the game.
Exactly.
And not be there physically within mm-hmm. it and still, you know, have a backup staff in the room and stuff to be able to work this if somebody, you know, can't or isn't comfortable. But mm-hmm. you really have made it very, very simple, and to be able to, you know, have it in the rooms if that's what they choose to do, or in and use it for activities. There's just so many different levels to this, to have the printables, to have the customization. Those are massively huge, huge things. And I loved when you pointed out the turnover and the changeover from, you know, ownership to management to direct care, you know, at all levels. Companies are struggling with the changes, and it is critical to be able to still have your day-to-day programming so it doesn't affect the residents.
Exactly.
And sometimes, it's sad to say, that gets overlooked in the shuffle, and people are trying to figure out new systems and things. And, you know, our residents, they deserve the service, you know, and quality should not change. And with that price point, my gosh, why would somebody not do that? I mean, this could save, my daughter used to be an activities director, and I know how much planning and time it takes to do.
Yes.
And, you know, when they get waylaid, it's like, oh, you can punt really easily using this, and the residents aren't going to know the difference. Or you could just plan your schedule out that we're going to do the virtual zoo at this time, and we're going to do a comedy club at this time, and we're going to do an exercise piece, because it doesn't have to be specific. And boom, you're there.
And to your point about the budget thing, you know, when these communities are being, you know, bought or sold or whatnot, mm-hmm. you know, what they're trying to do, a lot of these private equity groups that now own these communities are trying to trim the budgets. So what's the first budget to go? Activities. Because for whatever reason, it's not a priority, you know. So we want to be able to give them something that will still fit even a small budget, you know.
Yeah. Well, and what's so sad to me with that mentality, I mean, I get trim the budget to a point, but there's a difference between trim the budget and strip the budget. And you have to have these engagement points. You know, I think the activities people are underrated in terms of, I mean, they are your key people to your residents. Okay. They know more than any other staff person out there typically.
Absolutely.
How yeah. somebody is doing, and they are not being leveraged in my eyes in 99% of the communities mm-hmm. in terms of their knowledge base. And when you have that relationship, when you keep those connections, you reduce all those little red flags that distract everybody. You mm-hmm. know, it distracts the resident, it disrupts them, their families, the staff. Everybody gets derailed by a lot of times little things that just got out of control that no one was paying attention to. So having these routines and pulling people together for that sense of community. I mean, I hear it all the time in my dementia arena, but I also sold residential real estate for 25 years.
Oh.
And when I did that, I worked specifically with the senior market. And it was actually senior housing that urged me to step into this space.
Oh, cool.
So I saw the difference in terms of if people were engaged or not. I saw how it affected their health, how it affected their mental health. I saw how it affected staffing in terms of how people engaged with residents and just that mm-hmm. whole dynamic of the community at large. I mean, it has an impact on culture. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that, you know, a lot of people outside the industry understand that cultural impact that something like this has on their community and what a difference that makes in terms of keeping your beds full because people mm-hmm. are happy and satisfied and you have good chit chat versus bad, you know, going out there. I think it's a massive, you know, a massive, massive opportunity for communities to be part of and do it in a, like you said, a simple fashion that offers variety, it offers personalization and ease of use and boy, light on the budget, you know, mm-hmm. because so many of these budgets have been cut. I mean, communities' budgets have been cut and slashed in many ways, but activities, I am shocked what some people have to work with.
Some people have nothing. Some people, mm-hmm. I've definitely run across activity directors who have to do fundraising for all of their budget.
Yeah.
And in those cases, we donate accounts to them because, I mean, they truly are heroes. I mean, it's a hard enough job. You know, it's a very busy job. It's a very demanding job. It's a job that, I mean, just pulls on your heartstrings constantly. And they are just like, they're such great people, you know, and it's such, I just feel like they're so overlooked a lot of times.
Yeah, I mean, my God, some activity directors have to write out a Jeopardy board on a whiteboard for one activity. They write out question by question. Some of them have principles. They do the Build a Fortune by hand. I mean, the amount of time they spend on these things, it's
and then on top of that, they have to do one-on-ones and they have to do paperwork and they have to answer to people and go to meetings and, you know, it's just so much. And I feel like they're so underappreciated. So to be able to have a resource for them too, you know, is kind of another end of this. It's like, it makes me feel so great when I hear from them to say, oh, this has made my life so much easier. I can actually spend more time with my residents now because I'm not spending hours trying to prep for everything.
Yeah. Well, I remember my daughter and she's been out of it for quite some time and, you know, it's just raising her family and homeschooling right now. But, a lot of times, you know, their job was to create the event and direct care was to get the residents down there. And with staff shortages, she was running to get the residents to bring them down. And that's cutting into her time with the activity, you know, and pretty soon she's like, I gotta clean up before I even get started to get the other one set up half the time.
It's an exhausting job.
Yeah, because, you know, there isn't, and this is a little off track, but there wasn't in a lot of eras, and this was happening even before COVID hit, but we have, in my opinion, in many communities and in many services and healthcare, we have destroyed our team work by micromanaging and not really engaging with things. And it's made things very, very difficult. And so having a game like this, you know, a platform like this that really almost anybody can use and step in, and those, you know, that have kind of the utility workers that do a little bit of everything, you know, if it's taking out the trash or making a meal or, you know, throwing somebody in the shower or playing a game, you know, this is all doable stuff because you've made it so simplified. And I think in the era that we're in, we really have to look at providing things that people don't have to have a special talent or training to do, because like you said, there's not the time and there's not the staff.
Mm-hmm.
And the turnover is so high. So I think this is really, I think this is brilliant what you guys have pulled together. It's really great.
We're excited about helping a lot of seniors. And the other kind of great thing about it is, you know, we can help a lot of seniors from the perspective of, you know, having, you know, corporate customers, for example. But we can also help people from England and Australia, you know, that just do a free trial and then end up signing up on their own. So it's so simple that they don't even need to contact us or anything before they sign up. They're just kind of try it and they're like, yeah, I like this. So it can have, you know, a lot of widespread, I think, impacts from, you know, not only the assisted living corporation end that we work with, but also, you know, just the random one-offs from all around the world that find us and decide to try it and just sign up on their own.
Well, and what's fun with the customization, and this is going to sound kind of silly, but they could use some of this stuff in staff training just as icebreakers.
We have one corporate customer that told a pretty big one that told us that they use My Venture in their corporate boot camps.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I can see that. I can see that really easily. You could do even for teams, the matching game of who's who, you know, because not everybody knows who's who, or everyone has to share one item that no one would know, you know, that it's them, and try to guess who that person is. You know, it just kind of lightens kind of a pressure cooker. You know, those roles are really, they've turned into pressure cookers out there when they're short staffed and you know, in the turnover is as high as it is, they're dealing with teams and people that they don't know, and sometimes administration and owners that they don't really know what the philosophies are and where people are coming from, you know. So, you know, I've seen healthcare get a little, in some areas, paranoid because of the unknowns, because there's not time to have those conversations. And so keeping something stable and steady, I think, is just absolutely critical to maintain that normalcy during change.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and this can be tailored, I'm thinking, even for new residents. It's like, okay, maybe they really, you know, their thing is going to be devotionals. You know, they've been very spiritual, so they want to dive into that. You might have someone who just is a jokester and is going to want that comedy section all the time, or has always loved documentaries or reading. I mean, there's just so many different things that you have here that it's really wonderful. And I love the three sectors that you've laid out too. So this is extremely well thought out. How long did it take you guys to think of this concept and then actually create it?
Well, it's been a work in progress for years. Mm-hmm. I mean, we officially, I think, started in 2016, maybe. But it was more of the cognitive support games, more of like the memory focus. And then we started doing, Ali was doing memory consultations for people.
One-on-one meetings.
And we started doing like meetings in assisted living. And we started noticing that there was a really big hole that needed to be filled in terms of engagement. Because it seemed like a lot of the programs that they really wanted to use, they were just totally priced out of. And anything else, you know, they were just kind of, it wasn't comprehensive enough to really, you know, help them fill their schedules. So we started developing games, and then we did more workshops to see, you know, what kind of games the residents respond to, what kind of games they like. And then, you know, actually, I want to show you one quick thing.
Sure.
Because this is an aspect to some of our games that really helps with participation and engagement. And I haven't seen this in any other game site before, but this is a little high scoreboard.
Okay.
So this shows the top 10 communities, and it adds just kind of a fun little competitive component to playing it. And it really gets, you know, the residents wanting to come down and participate because they want to keep that, you know, top 10 standing.
Okay. Oh, that's neat.
Yeah, sometimes they'll schedule an activity just to try to get back in the top 10 if they lose their spot. So they say, "Tomorrow at 2, bring your A game. We're going to go back to Venture, get your top 10 spot back." So it's just...
So it helps a lot with participation and engagement, which are two things that we noticed, you know, were lacking in a lot of communities. I mean, they would try really hard, do all these great activities, and then, like, hardly anyone would show up. Mm-hmm. So I think of ways, like, how do we get more people to show up and get excited about, you know, games and activities?
Yeah. Have you ever done actual formal contests, like on May 5th, everybody's going to gather, and depending on where they are in the world, maybe you'll give them a 2 days or a week, and, you know, we're gonna set up a specific contest and, you know, give it a label or whatever, and you know, maybe add them to the newsletter or the information for the day of who won, or, you know.
That's interesting, Lori. No, we haven't. That's an interesting idea. The closest thing we have to that actually is a game challenge. Mm-hmm. So it's actually over in our upload area. We have this a multiplayer option, mm-hmm. which is where one community can challenge another sister community to a Wheel of Fortune game or to a Jeopardy game. And all they do is they schedule a time. The system will send them both a link to a live game room. And then they just meet in the live game room and it will automatically start, go back and forth. So they can schedule game challenges.
Okay.
And the winner will then go on to challenge the next community. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So they're playing in real time against sister communities.
Oh, I love that. You know, again, going back to, you know, my daughter, you know, they used to have in-person games like volleyball games or something like that. And she said, oh my gosh, the residents just loved that. And they got really competitive, you know, with that. And the other thing I wanted to mention about this too, because you talked about, you kind of started with dementia, then you saw a broader need. And what I love with this, and is kind of one of my pet peeves, even though I'm dementia oriented in terms of what I do, everything I do, I try to bring back to the normal cycle of life. Mm-hmm. And I want people to feel included instead of excluded. So you're doing something that people can do at many different levels, and bringing the norm in. I think it takes the scary out of it, out of mm-hmm. Participation.
Yeah.
Instead of, oh, this is made for me because I don't have skills anymore. And it's like, no, that's not what this is about. You know, mm-hmm. this is about engagement, and all people can play and have fun and learn and, you know, build some brain sparks, you know,
yeah,
as they
exactly.
go with all of this. So kudos to you. Great job. Really great job. I'm truly impressed. And I don't say that with everybody that comes on the show. I mean, I just see so many advantages to this program. I really and truly do. So I appreciate your time today. Is there anything that we haven't covered that we should cover?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
We do have, if there are any communities that want to try it, we do have a free trial. They can just go to our website, which is memoryco.org/free trial, and
okay.
check it out that way. It's a 2-week free trial. And there, anyone's always welcome to contact us, you know, by email, by phone. We're very reachable. We respond pretty quickly.
We would love feedback. Anybody that's already using, if they're listening, and we love feedback, reach out to us if you have any ideas.
Yeah,
and
we love
very
getting
quick
ideas.
Turnaround. I mean, this is our company. It's the two of us, so. Everything you see here is built.
And we're constantly thinking about game and activity ideas. I mean, that is always in the back of my mind, and I'm always looking for new ways to do something, or I don't know, a new way to make seniors smile. And it just it's really motivating to like find a new game or a new activity, and you know, to hear that, you know, it's working or they like it. So yeah, it's exciting to spread it around to more communities.
Yeah. It would be even interesting in, you know, the matching game to not have whole faces, but to do pictures of eyes or smiles and see if they could match. And the reason I say that is because I think so often we communicate and we rely on our words, and yet so much of it is multi-sensory and people picking up on what are those eyes really saying? What is that mouth really saying to us? Could be an interesting piece of the
puzzle. Yeah, and you can totally do that. You can upload basically pictures of anything and give it a label.
Yeah, yeah. Not just the eyes out of the picture. I mean, it's personalizable. That's the whole idea. So you have this great idea. You should try it out.
Yeah. Now, what is the phone number that they could call? Because you had mentioned, but I that they could call, but I don't have that phone number. Can you give that to me?
Yeah, sure. They can call us. The easiest way to reach us is through our email. So it's ali@memoryco.org, and our phone number is 323-486-3626.
Okay, wonderful. For our audience, I want to say, you know, join us and be a giver of hope. Like, click, and share, you know, their social media, visit their website, check them out, share this show. You know, we need to spread the word of services, products, and tools that are available. And the best way to do that is through us sharing in our own spheres, because we don't know who in our sphere of influence needs something like this, because people still are in the closet sometimes when they're dealing with aging, when they're dealing with dementia or the potential of that. And we have to make it comfortable. You know, people will step out into the light, into the open, when they feel it's safe. And we feel safer when we feel supportive, when we feel there's choices, when we feel this is an okay conversation to have. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you can have a big impact, again, by liking, clicking, and sharing, you know, this show, their information. And it doesn't cost any money and it takes very little time, but it has huge impact. So be a giver of hope, join our community, and let's make a difference together. Again, Carolyn and Allie, thank you so much for taking this time and sharing Engaged Seniors with us. This has just been fascinating. I've learned a lot. And again, very impressed with what you've pulled together. So keep up the great work.
Thanks for having us.
It was a pleasure.
So in wrapping up, I'm just so excited about this product. I just think it's so cool. I hope you learned as much as I did. I think this is absolutely fabulous. So in the meantime, feel free to check out Alzheimer's Speaks and our sister company, DementiaMap.com, which is a global resource directory. We're here to help you any way we can. And our mission truly is to raise all voices around the world and connect people to the services, products, and tools they deserve. We'll talk soon. Bye now.
Hi, everyone. This is Meredith from the Senior Fitness with Meredith podcast, where I discuss all things for seniors, from fitness, your health and wellness journeys, how to be all over strong and beyond. I also have my mini podcast called Motivation with Meredith. It's a great, quick, motivational pick-me-up for your days. Join me, listen now, search for Senior Fitness with Meredith on your favorite podcast platform.